Kia ora and welcome back to RDU 98.5. Welcome back. I don't know why I said that. You've been here the whole time, hopefully. Hey, look, I'm very, very excited right now. You've probably heard them a fair bit on our station recently. They're called Murmurtooth and Lars Mostyn, and I am so, so excited to have them on the line right now celebrating their new album, No Time to Explain. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Kia ora.
Hey, congratulations. How are you guys feeling about it?
Oh, great. Well, since you're in the future and we're in the past, yeah. it's not even out yet here.
No, I guess it's not. Well, sorry about that. I can tell you now, the feeling's great. You're going to love it when you hit it.
Yeah, you're peaking. Like over the moon.
I've absolutely loved it so far. Tell us a little bit about this album.
Well, it's been a long time in the coming, really. We've released a few singles over the past year, but we met in lockdown. And there wasn't a lot going on.
Oh, right.
We met at a bar and we spent the whole night paying each other out about our music tastes because we right. come from completely opposite genre spectrums.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we kind of thought, well, you know, it sounds like the obvious challenge is to make a song together. And we did, and it was awesome and very fun, and we just kind of kept doing it. And then it turned into an album.
Yeah, and it was... obviously neither heavy metal nor house, at least what we started with was kind of I guess hip-hop tempo stuff, and we quickly did some house stuff as well, and we have some house stuff on the album, but that wasn't the very first beat we did, I think. Yeah. So it was quite interesting because I had nothing to do with heavy metal before, and Leah had nothing whatsoever to do with house music and kind of hated it as well.
I must say, I did pay him out a bit, but it's grown on me. But I mean, the thing is, look, we didn't intend out to start an album. It's just, you know, we had so much fun with each song that we kept going. And the rule was that there are no rules. So we could do anything anyone suggested, we were allowed to try. So we ended up like using lots of weird household implements. Like,
oh, wow.
There's running spaghetti over a fan for hi-hats, and there's like ripping gaffer tape snares and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it was lockdown, you know, we were poor chillers.
So it was really about having fun, and then turned out like we kind of liked the music as well, mainly we were just having fun with it.
And it just kind of grew from there. Yeah,
I kind of love the concept of an album by accident. I think that's fantastic. you go.
And look, the making was really ludicrous. Like we were just gut laughing a lot of the time. It was pretty stupid. Like, and of course, when you kind of, when you're kind of half paying each other out while you're doing it, you tend to egg each other on. And remember one point, we're going to have a dog. We're just going to have dogs barking. And Laz was like, no, no. And like, no, but the rule is if someone suggests that we have to try it, there's a dog somewhere.
It is, isn't it?
Just goes, yeah. Woof.
So was that actually a rule you established, that anything you came up with, you were allowed to try?
Yeah, it doesn't have to go in, but we have to at least try it.
Yeah, and much stuff that really would not think would worked wonderfully. And I think some of this, like, I don't know, wackiness of it is not just the fact that we move around genres so much, it's actually the sounds and the slight oddness in it.
Oh, I love that. And I guess what's interesting about that is you might come up with a sound that wouldn't work, but maybe you place it like a minute later and suddenly it makes total sense. Like, it's just so random. Yeah. Like that, I guess.
Yeah, and sometimes it's about communication as well. If you're making music together and someone has a wacky idea and it just gets shot down and not tried, it may have been great, you know, and it may have just been up to your communication or not communicating it well, and the other person maybe didn't get how genius that idea was.
And actually, a lot of things came from like miscommunications. So I'd be going, because, you know, Lars is a great producer and I don't have as much production experience. So I'd be saying to him, oh, you know, a sound like, you know, that electronic sound that goes, and I'd try to explain to him, because he wouldn't know what I'm talking about. And then we were just like, hang on, I'm making the exact sound with my mouth. So we'd just chuck a mic in front of my mouth. And a lot of the electronic sounds on this are actually not electronic. They're me just making stupid noises.
That's true, actually. It's really, yeah. We've got lots of mouth hi-hats. Like fog noises or whatever.
So some of the synth sounds and things are actually just me.
I think I'm gonna enjoy listening more now, knowing kind of like what a silly, playful approach was made to it.
Yeah, but now we've kind of a bit ourselves either bit, because of course now we're trying to pull together the live set.
Oh god,
it's like, oh my god, how did we make that noise? Oh
yeah, we can't bring it all, it's just too much to carry, like, and it's a bit silly. And like sometimes the making a clap from a scrunched up paper bag or something, that's the kind of thing that works well in the studio, but live is a bit more difficult.
Yeah, just carry around an arsenal of like weird paper bags, imagine that, sitting up on stage and just pulling out random stuff.
Oh, that poor crowd.
There's a bit of confession in that as well.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, like, this is kind of a perfect timestamp of lockdown? Like, if you were to do it now with all the freedoms and the ability to go wherever, do you reckon you'd make the same album now?
Probably not. First of all, it would be difficult time-wise because... I didn't have any DJ gigs at that time, of course. But Leah was still doing lots of stuff during the week, so it would have been difficult to find the time if I'd been on tour every weekend. It was quite easy to find lots of time to try out lots of stupid stuff.
Yeah, and also I think because there's also, I mean, the whole album, there's a lot of quirky sort of alt pop stuff in there, but there's also some quite deep, dark songs. I mean, that cover of Poison is about the darkest, most gutter kind of heart-wrenching sort of songs you get, really. Like, that is dark. So it's not all just quirky and silly. It's a real mix. And I think, you know, I mean, there were lots of... lockdown wasn't easy, so there's some, I guess, deeper through there as well. But also, we were looking forward to summer. Like, there's some really hopeful stuff. The opening track, Antidote, you know, the lyrics, I guess, taken out of context, could be thought of as a bit dark, but it's not. It's all about hope and, like, just knowing that you're so close to finding all the things you've ever wanted and everything you've been looking for. And, yeah.
I'm so glad you mentioned Antidote, actually, because it's a song I'm going to play after this interview. And it's a song I happen to love off the album. I guess the most important question, really, is... where can people find this album and listen to it?
Well, if you're in New Zealand, and therefore the future, I think it's already on all the streaming sites. And of course, if you want to like support us monetarily, there's always good old Bandcamp.
But
streaming's absolutely fine as well.
We've even got a couple of CDs for people with other...
oh, retro. Wow.
If people like something physical. They can get that via Bandcamp, but yeah.
We don't actually have a CD player ourselves, so we haven't actually tried them. They may or may not work.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say, and we've also got cassettes as well. That'd be great. Hey,
we want to get some vinyl, but it just takes so long and it's so expensive.
I know. It's crazy. That's one thing I've learned. It takes a bit of the whimsy away, so I won't talk about it too much, to be honest. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations on this album. It is so cool, and it just sounds amazing, and I'm so glad you actually had fun making it as well. So congratulations, and thank you for talking to me this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
And that was the incredible Murmur Tooth and Lars Mostyn. Now, as mentioned, I'm going to play their track Antidote right now. So, enjoy this, guys.